Okay, on the line now, I have Terry Wogan from Libraries. Hello, good morning to you, Terry.
Hello, Noel. Lovely to speak to you now this morning.
A wonderful name that you have there.
It has come in useful. I hope I kind of live up to my name to your listeners. They're expecting great things with a name like that, and they're getting on the radio, whatever. So hopefully we'll get the message across.
Okay, tongue in cheek, I thought I was going to have to take part in a seance when I saw the name. Okay, now we're going to talk about libraries. I'd assumed I always promote them as much as I can, but I thought they had made a great renaissance and a comeback over the past few years, probably due to the campaign. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, actually, we have a fantastic national campaign. It's called Take a Closer Look at Your Library. And it's a new a national advertising campaign. It's asking everyone really to take a closer look and see what your local library actually has to offer. So ourselves in Dublin City Libraries and all libraries around the country, we're joining in the campaign, which is running for the next couple of weeks. And it's across all platforms, including radio, cinema, TV. It'll pop up on your phone. And really, the aim of the campaign is to encourage people of all ages to join and to use the library. And really, currently nationally, there's about 16% of the population is a member of the library. Mm-hmm. And over the next couple of years, we want to really kind of drive that up to about kind of 30% by 2022. And really, the campaign is really kind of asking kind of people, you know, people who use the libraries on a regular basis know, you know, the incredible range of service that we provide here in Dublin City Libraries. But, you know, there are lots of people out there maybe who it's been a while since they've been visiting the library, or, you know, they've just got out of the habit, and we're really encouraging them to kind of come back to us and take a close look at see behind the scenes and just see the incredible range of services. Mm-hmm. And what we're really emphasizing, you know, people kind of say, oh, you know, does the library cost you, or maybe it has nothing kind of for you? And we really want to emphasize that the complete services are absolutely kind of free. So it's free to join, and everybody is absolutely welcome. And you can borrow a book from any library in the country. There are 330 libraries, and once you sign up to join your local library, wherever that may be, in effect you become a member of all those 330 libraries nationally. There are 12 million items to choose from that can be borrowed free of charge, and I suppose I should emphasize that again, 12 million items to be borrowed free of charge. Even if you don't have time, maybe, you know, if you're on the road or maybe the hours maybe kind of suit, there's mm-hmm. plenty that you can actually join and become an online member. So there's e-books, there's audiobooks, e-magazines, which can be downloaded straight to your phone or your tablet. If you go into any of our branches, there's loads of lovely spaces. We love the fantastic new revamped kind of Coolock Library, incredible facilities that we have, say, for example, Creative Studio in Ballyfermot Library, loads of places to study. All our branches actually have free kind of Wi-Fi. We complement that as well as our book stock. Obviously, we have an incredible range of programmes that actually happen through the course of the year. So a national programme like Healthy Ireland at Your Library, Work Matters, the Right to Read campaign. Then we balance that with loads of kind of classes and kind of workshops, learning opportunities, digital skills right through the course of the year. And obviously, it's lots of all ages. So incredible range of children's services, from the traditional in terms of story time, but really modern kind of service in terms of coding, Lego building kind of workshops. You name it, it's happening in your local library.
Just to ask you one question about the library, to the extent of what you said, you're a member of all the libraries. So if you had someone from Wexford, it happened to be in Dublin, and he could go into and he was in a member of the library in Wexford, he could go into Dublin if he's going to be travelling home on the train, get a book in Dublin and just drop it off at his library in Wexford. That's a new service over the years, isn't it?
That's exactly it. Now, I won't say the date when I kind of joined the libraries, we were very much kind of, you know, local authority per local authority. But in the last couple of years, we've really kind of opened out, and we now actually have a national catalogue and a national service. So exactly that. If that person, say here in Dublin, walks into a library, say in Coolock Library or Raheny Library this afternoon, and they become a member, in effect they become a member of all the libraries in the country. So mm-hmm. if, for example, they hop on that train to Wexford, say at the weekend, they're going for a weekend away, they can pop into the library in Enniscorthy or Wexford Town, they can borrow a book that sees their fancy, bring it home with them, and actually return it to any library of their choice.
Okay.
It's an incredible kind of service.
The profile...
kind of say that with the incredible range I mentioned there, the 12 million items that's available to borrow from the libraries nationally, so that if there's, you know, if you're doing an assignment or a particular, you know, member of a book club and you want to get your hands on a particular book and it mightn't just be in stock or it might be out on loan in your local library, simply put a reserve on it and you can guarantee that within 2 to 3 days that book will be waiting collection at your local library.
Yeah, because some people, I think the profile of the people maybe this is aimed at is everybody. Because there are some people, maybe it was in a library many, many years ago when it was a different kettle of fish, as they might say, 20 or 30 years ago. And they can go back to it now and they'd be very, very surprised at the services, the additional services that are there. And the wonderful things that are on in the library, just go and check it out. And then for new people who have never been in the library, the same thing applies.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we really, you know, this is the whole point of, you know, using this campaign as an opportunity to kind of reach out to people to actually kind of come in and actually take a kind of closer look. And in a sense, you know, you may have been that kind of lapsed member, you know, you might have gone to your local library when you're in kind of school and then, you know, used it maybe when you're studying for your Leaving Cert. And then you've kind of drifted away maybe in college or gone on to get married and maybe you've young kind of children now. And we really want to encourage kind of young families to kind of come and visit the library, see the incredible service that we actually have. So, it, you know, and it's more than just about the books, it's in terms of the incredible range of, say, STEM kind of workshops that we have ongoing. It's about coding kind of workshops. It's an opportunity to meet famous authors who come as part of, say, Children's Book Festival or Dublin Book Festival. So there's, you know, there's lots going on for and, you know, branches, they put on kind of local events, or whether it means kind of creative arts kind of programs or junior book clubs. There really is something for all ages. And again, you know, we'd encourage people to kind of, in a sense, they might have a perception, oh, that it's all about the books, you know, but it's really much more than that. And that's why we're asking kind of people to come in, take a close look, actually have a look in terms of, you know, dip in, you know, this incredible range of learning opportunities for people maybe who haven't had a chance to maybe use the internet, or even a range of digital skills learning courses ongoing at the moment. It's 10 hours free tuition and where you actually can come in and a laptop or smartphone is actually kind of provided for you, and you get tuition in terms of how to set up an email account, how to use government services, how to use online shopping. That's just one sample of a particular course. Lots of learning opportunities. And, you know, if you want to learn a language, you can actually go to our online resource and put Mango resources, whatever, and incredible, you know, so there's hundreds of languages that you can literally learn just at the click of a button through your library card. It really is kind of incredible. And then for somebody who wants to kind of come in and be part of a group, there, you know, there's lots of meeting groups, you know, it could be book clubs, but there's art groups who meet in the local library, there could be knitting groups, there could be crochet groups, there could be University of the Third Age, there's creative writing groups. It's literally all happening on your doorstep. It's just a matter of kind of coming in, just checking with the staff in your local library, just getting a taster of kind of what's actually on available, but really I emphasise there's something there for everyone.
There certainly is, because there's an integration and a social aspect to everything that you're talking about there. The book clubs especially, for instance. You're sitting at home, you're reading alone, okay, come in there and discuss it, stuff like that. And another aspect of it as well, if there happened to be, which would be very unusual, because as you said, there's 12 million items to choose from, you can order a book if it's not on site where you are.
Yeah, and I mean, and that's an incredible, you know, resource for people. Maybe, you know, so if you are kind of member of a book club, and you know, there's a particular, you know, title that you kind of want to read in advance for your next kind of group kind of meeting, or if you're kind of doing if you're in college and you're doing a particular assignment or you need for kind of study, just simply take a look at the catalogue, and as I say, you can actually place that book in order, and it'll actually be retrieved from right around the country. And that's the great thing, because as I say, there's 330 libraries all around the country. So if it's on the shelf in one of those particular branches, you can be sure that it'll wing its way back to the branch that you requested the book in, and that will take place within 2 days. And obviously, to reserve an item is absolutely free. And you know, people kind of say, oh, is it, you know, they can, they know that that it's kind of free to join the library. And obviously at the end of last year, wherever we, you know, it was always kind of thing, oh, it was charges for overdue books, but that's all kind of gone now, so you don't actually have to kind of worry about that as well. And reserves are absolutely kind of free. So the, you know, it's really emphasizing it's a free public space for you to kind of come in, make use of it, enjoy the resources. You can simply go off into a kind of corner, do some kind of a study, you can do some kind of work, you can kind of place to relax, you can kind of take part in an event, you can join up one of the clubs that actually meet regularly. There really is kind of something there for everyone.
Yeah, I'd use the word sanctuary as far as a library is concerned. Like a church, it's a wonderful place to just sit and contemplate if you don't want to read, and then have a read afterwards. But there's something like holding a book in your hand as well, Terry. I'm an avid reader.
Yeah.
I've just finished Graham Norton's book, and I'm starting off Joe O'Connor's one now. And there's nothing like holding the book in your hand. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, and I mean, I suppose I'm slightly kind of traditional. Like, you know, it's wonderful in terms of the online resource. I mean, and they are just absolutely invaluable, and they've opened up just, you know, so many opportunities for our borrowers, you know, to download in terms of e-books, particularly e-magazines, a fantastic kind of resource, because, you know, magazines are incredibly expensive to kind of buy. And here, just literally a touch of a button, you can actually download a magazine courtesy of your library card straight to your kind of phone. But there is, you know, there's that kind of tactile kind of thing of actually sitting down into a kind of a corner, snugging up with a kind of a book, that kind of traditional kind of sense of kind of turning the page. You know, there's nothing quite like it. And when you get engrossed in a really kind of good story, you know, it's absolutely fantastic.
And it's one thing that you just barely touched on is the cost. They can be quite expensive, and especially for parents with children, if they come in and they've heard of, I don't know, maybe David Wellham's latest book, they start raving about it, and, "Mammy, get me that they just go down to the library, and everything there from all across the spectrum for children.
Absolutely, Andrew. I mean, you know, we always kind of, you know, people kind of buy us kind of presents of books, or we kind of buy a book, and there's nothing worse than, you know, kind of get into it, and sometimes, you know, it doesn't quite live up to expectations. So that's the great thing about the library. You know, you can take a chance on a particular book. You know, somebody might recommend it to you, or it might be a bestseller, and say, "Oh gosh, yeah, I should try that." And then send, you know, 20 or 30 pages in, it's not quite, you know, kind of what you imagined to be. But, you know, there's no expense in terms that you can just simply kind of return it. And, you know, out of, you know, if you can take 5 or 6 books out at a time, say from your library, whatever, in the card, whatever, you can borrow up to max. But, you know, most people maybe take 5 or 6 stories home at a time. You know, chances are out of that 5 or 6, there'll be three or four pretty good ones, but there'll be one maybe not quite so good. But, you know, there's no one cost, and it's simply returns.
And the same thing applies, Terry, to
absolutely free.
Same thing applies, Terry, to movies as well. Great selection of DVDs there as well, if people want to avail of those.
Yeah, incredible resource. And I mean, you know, I remember kind of when DVDs were kind of introduced, and you know, there was a limit kind of place on how many you could actually borrow, and you know, you can only take a DVD out for kind of 1 week. But now you can take up to 12 items on your library card. Every item that you borrow is available for kind of 3 weeks. And again, it is, and really kind of modern, because we really kind of turn over the stock. So we have an incredible team in terms of reader services. You buy right up to the minute, you know, DVDs across all the spectrum. So kind of films, or kind of music, or biographies, documentaries. And they're incredible, kind of a really kind of great addition to our stock. So to complement our book stock, and our, you know, our audio books, whatever, the DVDs just are incredibly popular. And you mentioned there in terms of children and parents, whatever, you know, the DVDs, you know, one of the most highly borrowed kind of sections of the junior library, as you can imagine. And, you know, for parents, it's just fantastic, you know, that children can actually borrow for free their DVDs. And now that there's no kind of late charge, you know, if sometimes parents, you know, might be under pressure to bring them back on time, whatever. But, you know, once they actually bring the DVD back, that there's no charge for late return or fines anymore.
That's great. And as I said as well earlier on, there's a little play area where you can go in with children and read to them and let them play around there. It's wonderful, wonderful. Okay, I'll leave the last word at you, Terry. You've gotten everything, I think, across, but anything else? And people can check up, because there's some great history talks, as we know from experience here in Near FM, that go out on a lot of the libraries, and people can check up on the website, I'm sure, to find out about talks and about everything talked about.
There's incredible, you know, I'm just off the top of my head, in terms of events happening at the moment, we have our Healthy Ireland kind of programme. We have a fantastic programme for children and young teens, STEM sessional kind of Saturdays, that's happening in 6 branches across February, kind of March. There will be some history kind of talks. There's one particular one, if I could kind of flag, it's the history of, it's called Pilots, Passports and Planes, the History of Dublin Airport, and that's actually happening in Raheny and Ballymun libraries just over the next couple of weeks. All our events, if your listeners want to check it out, on our website, dublincitylibraries.ie, and you'll see all the information there in terms of what's actually happening, all the range of kind of services, or e-resources, all in terms of collections. So that's the place to go to as the first kind of port of call. Absolutely, we want you to encourage you to come in, visit your library, take renew that membership if you have let it lapsed, or if you have in the habit of actually going in, just as I say, take a close look at what's happening behind the scenes, incredible range of services. But the website again, dublincitylibraries.ie.
Okay. I just want to ask you one question, something you said there at the end when I was talking earlier on, asking about people maybe who haven't been in a library in a long time. Just for the, when you say something has lapsed, how long is it before your membership would lapse if you happen to have a card?
Yeah, I mean, basically, if you actually haven't activated your card in the last year, then it will actually kind of lapse. So basically, each year now, when you say borrow for the first time or you take out membership for the first time, mm-hmm. that card is then valid for a year. And then, you know, in a year's time, when you're borrowing your book, it'll kind of pop up just simply to go to the desk, whatever, and it'll renew your card, whatever.
Okay.
So if you actually haven't used your card, you know, in at least a year, then in a sense, you would just simply need to just to come in and actually just to reactivate it. Very straightforward, just process. Simply bring some photo ID, some proof of address, and off you go again. And as I say, you've access to not only the 21 libraries here in Dublin City, but the 330 libraries nationwide, and all those 12 million items on stock at your fingertips.
Okay, as I said, it's great to see the resurgence of the popularity of them, and I'm sure the campaign is helping as well. Thank you very much, Terry. It's been a great pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much, Noel.
Thank you.
Thanks very
bye
much.
Bye-bye. And that's Terry Wogan from Libraries in that campaign. Take a closer look at their libraries. Do go down and check out your local library if you haven't been there in a while. And introduce your children. Definitely introduce your children to books and to libraries especially. Just let them go down and see the wonderful array down there.